while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
When we trust in his nature, understand one very important characteristic and attribute: God is immutable. With him from the time, and see, you gotta clear up. Some of us need some new radios. Them little transistors, remember them transistors back in the day? And we need to change frequencies. Get off of AM. Get Sirius or something, you know, get XM or something, where you get satellite. So, you know, in the local stations, you can ride so far and then it starts to, you can hear it, but then it's gone. With Sirius, you can drive from here to Washington State and still be listening to the same station. Is satellite. Some of us need to just change to the proper frequency. Amen. Our device for receiving has been antiquated, and we need to readjust, because God hasn't changed. His frequency is still clear. The sound is still distinct. It's, are we hearing? I don't get some of y'all in trouble, but usually when God speaks, he's the first voice. He's not the second voice. That second voice is either you or the devil. Give $100. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I knew that was the devil. Amen. We trust in his nature. We there are people here that just have lived such a life before God that we place a great deal of trust in. There's some here we don't trust. Nothing personal. I ain't looking at nobody. I'm looking at the exercise. Because they're not proven. But there's only a measure of trust. We don't put our trust in princes, horses, or chariots, anything in this realm. We put our trust in him, ultimately. Everyone else will fail us, not on purpose, but they're not the Lord. They're not God, they're human. We are powerful, we are his sons, but we are subjected to error here and there. He is immutable. He don't change, his word doesn't change, his word works, his word is settled in heaven, his word will not return void to him. It shall accomplish. Ultimately, before it's all said and done, his word shall have accomplished everything that he sent it to accomplish. Not one thing left undone. So our trust is in his nature, his attributes, and his character. Aren't you glad God doesn't change up on us? Amen. That he's long-suffering. Long-suffering. Some people don't have patience for you. They can't wait a minute. But God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Number three, a convincing proof that you are under or have entered the portal and have crossed over. Number one, the spirit of slavery has been broken by the spirit of adoption. Our faith is in the word. That's a, just put that as a bullet point under that. Number two, our trust is in the nature of God. Put that as a bullet point under. And number three, as a bullet point, your confidence is in His power. Your confidence is in His power. Hebrews 11, verse 19. Hebrews 11, verse 19. These are convincing proofs. This is proof. Come on, you've heard the saying, the proof is in the pudding. It's not the goosebumps that you felt. It's not the excitement that you experienced. This is the proof that you walk in this, that this is manifesting in your life. This is the proof that you've entered and not just visited. Your confidence is in His power. Hebrews 11, verse 19. Accounting that God was able to raise Him up even from the dead, from whence also He received Him in a figure. That's Abraham and Isaac on his journey to Mount Moriah to offer Isaac as a sacrifice. His confidence was in the power of God to raise Isaac from the dead. Maybe there are some things that have died in your life. Things that you held precious or that were valuable. Instead of just becoming bitter, or, you know, taking on the never mind, whatever. No, instead, put your faith in the power, in God's power. Put your faith in the power. Who knows? Have you ever asked God to resurrect something? Have you asked Him? Have you believed? Have you trusted Him? Have you meditated in the Word long enough to where God could bring something back? Listen, when we crossed over, there's going to be a great restoration. As God told David, pursue, you'll overtake and recover all. But as we read earlier, you can't settle in being slothful with faith. Now, there are some people that will work till the cows come home with their hands, but won't work their spirit, won't renew their mind. And they're good workers, they're good people, love God in that, but you can't be slothful in your mind. When God drops a revelation, I'll say it that way, drops a revelation in your drop box, don't just leave it there. Don't delete it. Grab hold of that rascal. And the first time you read it, it'll be exciting to you. And whoa, you know, you'll be entertained by it. It'll be rich to you. And then maybe next time you read it, next few days, okay, it's not so exciting. There's where faith and patience. Continue to pray. And while we can't be caught up, I say caught up, in our emotions. It's fun to be emotional from time to time, but you can't live by emotion. First of all, it's too exhausting. Little children live by emotion. You can't live by that. That can't be governing you. Because there are times in your quietness when you have steeled yourself that God says, be still and know. And if you don't steady or stop and quiet those emotions in that and let patience have her perfect work where you are right in the moment. You see, when patience has her perfect work, you are perfect and entire, lacking nothing. Now, you might not have two nickels to rub together, but when you are right there in the spirit realm, you lack nothing. Because the real you, the real blessed you, is just waiting to come on the scene. The you that were you before you were you. The you that were you before you were you. In other words, before the world began. The you that God knows. Amen. The you that will ultimately be for eternity. The you that God is trying to develop in time and space to represent that kingdom, that ecclesia from which we have been called. We are the called out. In other words, we are called out of a kingdom into this earth realm. We ain't called out of the world. No, we're called into the world. Help us, Holy Ghost. It got real quiet in the middle section. Go ye into all the world. We got to get rid of religious mindsets. Now, we are not of the world, of this system. The war is in conformity versus transformation. We allow the rough edges that are in our life to be sandpapered by a lot of things that happen in this world. Not conform us to the world, but rather fashion us more and more into Christ likeness. That's why we can't act like the world. We can't, you know, an eye for an eye. Ain't nobody gonna have no eyes. You ain't gonna have no eyes. We overcome evil. That's the standard. That's the gold standard. You overcome evil with good. What does that mean? That doesn't mean you soft. Now the world would think that. Oh, I got me one here. That's what they think. But what you are doing, you are protecting your heart. You are not becoming a leaking vessel. You are standing with an immutable God. Your consolation remains strong. And watch how God will go to battle for you. God is not, listen, the psalmist said he will not allow the rod of the wicked to rest upon the righteous, lest they put their hand to wickedness. No, God will come to your rescue quick. When you are really humbled, not humble, but humbled, God comes to your rescue quick. Yes, he does. Because you're carrying something. He has to make sure you are protected. You are his ambassador. In a nation where they mess with the U.S. Embassy, they have started war. This means war. Amen. They better not mess with them ambassadors. You see what happened to Libya? Look at Libya now. It's all covert. These ex-military guys know. But you hear on the news, ain't all the news. Your confidence is in his power.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Visit our website at www.trbanks.com.